Alderman Nelson.
So, trying to get some clarification on this to start, was there a reason why this came about now to be on this today's agenda?
It's merely a matter of workload, but this was intended to happen a year and a half ago. Mr. City Attorney.
Only that the movement, alderperson, this was discussed prior to April this year, and I don't recall the reason, but I had a note from back then that staff had some questions, and I don't know that that came from staff. That might have been from someone else. In any event, this was a motion that was made at a meeting that was not a specific agenda item for that motion. And comment from as soon as the motion was immediately made and passed was that CBRFs are permitted uses, 8 beds and fewer in Wisconsin, and they cannot be treated differently from any zoning process. And that was repeated since it occurred, and it waited for appropriate time for staff to do separate review. And at least by March this year, there's all your federal fair housing laws and all the complaints, et cetera, made in the Milwaukee metropolitan area as well as nationwide. And you can't treat these types of facilities different than other ones. And there was a presentation by the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council to the Franklin Committee of the Whole a year ago on December 5. And up on the screen, one of their points of discussion was discrimination by municipalities. One of the bullet points on that page was neighbor notification requirements. Can't be treated differently. It's Federal Fair Housing Act requirement.
Okay, so as far as neighbor notification, so there is none then?
No, it's treated the same as everyone else, except with regard to permitted uses. There is no notification, because Wisconsin state law says they shall be permitted uses.
So when this, because I wasn't here when this came through in April 15. Now, if this passes, then they no longer, and I know this is going to be reworded for me, but they no longer have to, so none of us will get noticed, any sort of notification?
Well, Alderman always gets notices of any new development. Alderman of the district, always.
And then it would be upon the alderman to put forth any sort of meeting on their own, not requiring the city to do so.
Akin to any other permitted uses in the discretion of the alderperson.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, since the accordingly, the aldermen are already getting notified, and there's already typically a review team meeting. I remember one or two that I didn't get invited to, but that part of it could just stay. I mean, it just kind of reinforces that. So you're really just talking about the 1,000 feet, which is now 100 or 500 feet, correct? Or is it 200?
Just talking about the motion, because it was unnecessary, because it's to be treated akin to all other like permitted uses. And staff is the determinant. There is discretion involved that exactly as to which projects will be the subject of a development review team meeting.
Okay. Well,
and any of community-based residential facilities over 8 units, those are special uses. So those have the special use public hearing process, et cetera.
So you're suggesting to rescind the whole thing, or just change that particular?
It does not need a special motion.
Okay.
The All of the other actions were subjects of rescission by the Common Council back in 2015.
Remember this, the training from the Fair Housing Council?
Well, I wasn't here for that, but what I do get is a lot of still calls and emails regarding the, from the neighbors that aren't happy it's there, don't want an expansion. So, I mean, I'm just stating the facts of what I get, and just that's why I'm calling to question, you know, why is this here now? You know, in my opinion, the more notice you get, the more people are involved, the better. Kind of keep as transparent as possible. But I understand the point. I understand the law.
And the subject matter had not arisen since then. That was on the...
Yes, it has. Alderman Dandry had one.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster. Disaster. You didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Your issue, Alderman Nelson, is a different issue because it's not a CBRF they're talking about, to my knowledge.
Of what?
The house.
It's a house, a single-family home.
Yeah, so different old deal. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2017-20301, adopting the 2018 budget for TID 3 to allow for the appropriation of money to Lowe's to refund them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to approve?
Approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify.
No, roll call.
Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. G13 is approval of job description for arborist.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing
a little bit of discussion.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I know that on another item we have a DPW position for Jerry Schaefer, and I was just wanting to know if anyone would consider at some point that we look at the forester position having some of the parks responsibilities position, because the highway department has, you know, a lot of obligations and stuff, and we seem to be needing some attention on the park maintenance issues, so a new job description or moving some of that over to this person might work well. That's just a thought. Somehow to cover that, the park issue, I guess. Because Jerry did that too, so.
Okay, I'll answer your question, even though Glenn's here. I'm your boss. Parks are handled through normal routine scheduling with the superintendent. It just so happens that Jerry was also the forester. Tom Reha is going to be the forester who also works for DPW, but not in a managerial capacity. So he'll be doing routine work as well. And the reality is Tom was doing the forestry work under Jerry's title all along. It does. In other words, it won't impact the issue that you have with parks maintenance. Adversely.
I understand that. I would like to see it as a combined position that will positively assist with the parks. But that's for another discussion. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I would suggest that's a different person than this one. Mr. Liberta.
I'll just note for the record that this was before the Personnel Committee last night and recommended for approval.
Is there a motion?
So I already did make a motion.
It was done.
I did a motion before.
Really?
It's already approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is
motion
approved.
Passed.
You guys are amazing. G14, did we really
did we,
vote
no.
on
we
it?
Didn't we didn't vote on it.
You didn't no. feed
it was Alderman Taylor seconded by Alderman
Barber. All right, let's just do a double then, okay? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
I was trying to get us on in a timely fashion, Your Honor, just like you've always asked, so I could see where the city attorney could have seen it, because we were on a roll until 3rd District, you know, had a...
Sorry.
I know, throw a king.
G14 is
I just feel like I'm doing my job.
Is an agreement with Geographic Information Systems for database and support. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. purchase order with Geographic Marketing Advantage to encumber for the
so moved.
Rest of the
second.
GIS app. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G16, ordinance to amend 2016-2240, the 2017 annual budget.
So moved.
Second.
This is to transfer a bunch of money for computers and other capital outlays. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absence, no abstentions. Item G17 is information services capital outlay projects, discussion of the council chamber's sound system.
Mm. Uh-huh. So moved.
Second.
And that motion is to let staff proceed with developments and proposals and make some modifications to the budget for the sound system.
We'll get a system that works then all the time.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 is the appointment of John Skura as interim building inspector and establishing his interim pay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we're going to require a roll call to confirm the appointment. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Just as on a personal note, take the opportunity between now and the new year to thank Fred Baumgart for his 42 years of service to the city. He did a lot of things for this city that many people don't know about. He was the beginnings of our network, our phone system, and every building that has been built here over the last 42 years has his fingerprints on them. So wish him well in his retirement, and we wish him good health. Okay, thank you. He asked also no accolades in the first meeting of January. I don't know that I'm going to honor that request. G19 is authorization for part-time or temporary assistant building inspector staffing during the vacancy.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That was energetic. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Your turn. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item G20 is compensation benefits for employee promotion to the Public Works Department. You're recommending we go to closed?
I am.
Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to the Wisconsin Stats 19.85 sub 1 sub C to consider employment promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data for a public employee over which the Common Council has jurisdiction and exercises responsibility may re-enter at open session at the same place thereafter to act on matters as discussed therein.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. This won't take too long. Is there a motion to authorize Director of Administration to prepare and execute an employment agreement with Mr. Bill Tudash, effective upon execution of the position of Department of Public Works Superintendent that provides for A, a starting annualized salary of $82,116, B, 3 additional years of service credit for the purposes of vacation allowance, and C, qualification for retiree health at a minimum age of 62 and having at least 18 years of service with cost share structure as identified in the handbook as of the effective date of the agreement.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, do we need a roll call? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mark, do you want these?
G21 is an ordinance to amend building permit fees.
I have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I can't compare to what we're raising because there's only what we're at, not what's going up. Where's the track changes or...
I did not have time to create an additional track changes document. There are a a number of these are significantly increased because we haven't increased them since 2010. So since then, the Building Inspectors Association of Southeastern Wisconsin that adopts them, that puts in place a model that most of the communities use. Some go a little bit lower, some go a little bit higher. We also, as I noted in the write-up, often follow West Allis because they're similar in size and some of their processes are the same. So Fred did work with those next to each other, but you do have some things going up, like just on that first one, the second line where it's 37 cents a square foot, it was, I believe, 35. But you have other things that are going up much more considerably. Our cost when we get to the electrical one, where an individual fixture was, I think, $5, everybody else is up in the $10 range. So there are some that didn't change. Some went up that, you know, 6 to 10% we were expecting. Others in here are moving up to, you know, as much as 20 to 30% increase because they haven't changed since 2010.
You can buy a light fixture for $20 and you spend $10 for a fee to put it up.
That covers...
That's if you pull a permit. If you have a licensed electrician.
Well, but that's the whole plan with you. That list, the electrical, for example, works, and I saw Steve here, works. They basically count the number of fixtures, the amount of, you know, switches, the amount of power, and that's because that relates to the complexity of the plan that they're doing. So both electrical and plumbing tend to work based on the amount of stuff you're putting in. And since they have to look at each one of those, it's easy for them to count them. It's not like they're adding work to sit and count them, because they have to look and make sure each one is being put in right.
Mayor?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm okay with the process as far as doing this, and I see the need. I just would be a lot more comfortable having a track changes or highlighted sheet to know what those are.
Well, if I could suggest that Mr. Liberta did mention this. Generally, this is in line with the regional builders, building inspectors associations recommended fees.
Generally?
Yes. With the ones that they referred out of their committee for their approval this month. So it's the recommended, it's the 2018 recommended one.
Alderman Taylor.
I'll make a motion to approve, but the question I have is any of the 2018 budget that was adopted based on any increases on these next few items on
yes.
21, 22, 23?
Yes. Overall, these increases probably are a little higher than expected then because we thought we would get to these increases in 2000, at the end of 2016 to be in place this year. We didn't get to it. The minute I had Fred's retirement, I said, this is top of the pile. We're getting these done. It's also beneficial to have them done now since he's the one who inserts them in the governed permitting system. He can have them in place in the program.
So this would be effective for 2018?
Well, I would ask if any motion is made, and this will occur for all of them, that it be adding at the beginning of Section 1, effective following publication or on January 1st, 2018, whichever is later.
That's my motion. That's my motion.
Second.
Assistant Building Inspector's here if you have a question. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G22 is plumbing permit fees.
So moved.
Second.
With the same language.
Same language. Thank you very much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G23, I do have a comment on page 276, second page. Replacement of a water heater is $30. It's one of the most expensive things on all of these permits. It's nuts. Is there a motion to approve?
So move with the already stated language.
Electrical.
The previous two.
It's your fault. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I will note that we are working on one other thing that there wasn't time to put in here. We are trying to work on some added language where if the permit's such that we can send out an inspector with multiple certifications, that we can figure out a way to reduce the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Reflective now of recovering the full cost associated with it. So.
Now, just, you know, so the common council's all above board. Dishwashers, garbage disposals, water heaters, dual water heaters, right, Steve? All have permits, all require you to pull them.
But, and they've always had permits.
That's correct.
Right. They've always had permits, and now we're raising the prices to be in line with...
A little bit, yep.
Okay. We haven't done since 2010. So the permits have always been there, so people should be pulling them just like they have been.
Now, I will tell you,
right.
Whenever you move to a new leadership structure, which we will be doing with Fred's retirement, there is a potential that some fresh eyes can come to these during the year. So if you see some of these come back with maybe some structural changes or a new approach, that could happen during the year. And I won't, keep that from happening. But right now I wanted to make sure we got the budgeted fees in the same format. And then as we move forward with any new management structure, we'll look at whether or not the format itself or some of the concepts built into that format needs to be reevaluated.
It's Christmas week. Item H1, license Alderman Taylor.
Do we vote on the last one? We did?
Yeah.
No.
I think? No? All those in favor signify by
saying
aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I1, license Alderman Taylor.
Ingenious Inc. approve. Hanley approve. Kaczynski deny failed falsified application. Cullis hold for appearance. The rest are all approved, except for at the bottom, the Franklin Lionesses Club completed of requirement documentation. So they have a little bit of documentation that they're missing, but it is approved pending that. Everything on the second page, which is one item, is approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, all those in it's motion is approved. Move on to item one, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of December 14th in the amount of $1,048,343.43 and payroll dated December the 8th, 2017 in the amount of $385,977.85 and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $299,347.47 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated December 22nd. 2017 estimated at $370,000 in payments to various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $408,000 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated January 5th, 2018. And see, I got 2018. Estimated at $389,000 in payments of various payroll deductions, estimated at $233,000 plus city matching payments. In release of payment to Weselowski, Reidenbach, and Sadak, not to exceed $50,000. And release of various vendor and employment payments, not to exceed $140,822.34. And release of the library vouchers upon approval of the library board.
So moved.
Second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy